The question was asked. Okay, yeah.
I don't.
So the question was asked, what place do table manners have in halacha? There is a tractate that is not one of the masechtot in the Shas Mishnayos. It's called the Masechet Ketana, called Masechet Teicharet. Tractate about how people are supposed to behave. Over there, we have a recording that Rabbi Akiva once had students before him, and the way they ate lacked manners so badly that Rabbi Akiva said to one of the students, you know, you just plucked off, they had garlic on the table, which is the equivalent of artichokes, and I think he like took a bite of like the source of all the stems, so that whoever took after him a clove would have his bite marks in it. So I think that was the case there. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, son, that's not the way to do it. Put your foot on the garlic and pluck off a piece. Now that's a better way. Rabbi Akiva was telling him, if you want to be a brute, so go all the way. We do have certain things that are recorded in with regards to table manners. But what we have to note is that these halachos change with time. These halachos have to do with social norms. Meaning our sages taught us, you're not supposed to take a drink and drink it down in one gulp. And then the Gemara records that Rav Papa, who was a very heavy set man, the Gemara discusses that the oxen couldn't pass the marketplace when he was there. The disciples asked him how he ever gets close to his wife because there are so many layers of fat. So Rav Papa came once and they offered him a drink and he downed it in one shot. So the students asked him and said, hey Rabbi, it says you're supposed to do 2 sips, 3 sips. More than that is already like you're being haughty, taking slow sips, but one? So he said, when the sages said 2 or 3 sips, they weren't talking about a man of my size, they weren't talking about wine that's sweet as yours, and they weren't talking about cups that are small as yours, and the man who maybe didn't say my size, but a man like me who just came from the road who's so thirsty. So you read that and you say, hey, wait a second, where'd all the manners go? So you see that even though we read the Braisa that teaches us these manners, there are exceptions. And we also find that some of the manners changed with time. Not all of them are brought down in halacha. It's brought that when someone's eating, you shouldn't sit there and stare at him. That's not nice. It's brought that when you make kiddush, before you drink from the cup, pour out into another cup because someone else might be disgusted with the wine if you drink first. When you bench, so after you bench, if you're holding a cup in honor of benching, so you're supposed to pass from that cup to the women, the wife of the Baal HaBayis. That cup, we say, has special blessing after you've benched on it, so don't drink it and then say, here, have a drink. You should not be totally disgusted. So what you do is you say, bar pregav, and quickly pour it into another cup and then drink and pass her clean cup with some of the wine, which doesn't have your germs in it. It's brought that one is forbidden to put money in one's mouth because our sages said that could kill him. And this is brought in halacha, this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. So some of the things today we understand better than they... Then, back then they said, could be someone who was ill touched the money and that'll make you sick and God forbid it could harm a person. So our sages said a person should not put money in their mouth. So some of these halachas are status quo, but a lot of these halachas change with time. A person is supposed to treat bread with respect. Now, you're not supposed to put bread where it'll get dirty. When you cut bread, you're not supposed to cut it over your hand. You hack the bread and it's on your hands. Well, our sages said, one opinion is the reason you're not supposed to do it is you might end up cutting off your hand. And the other reason that the Gemara brings is that even if you won't cut off the hand, but even if just a little bit of blood comes out, people start seeing the bread with red marks, they're not going to want to eat from that bread. So you're supposed to take care to it, you're in charge of cutting the bread. You should do it in a fashion that won't disgust the people that are there. So there are certain guidelines that our sages gave us, but in general, this break comes down to what the social norms are. You go to certain countries, and if you don't eat with your mouth open, there's nothing wrong with you. You go to other countries, if you eat with your mouth open, there's something wrong with you. You go to certain countries, if you don't lick off the plate, there's something wrong with you. You don't show appreciation. You go to other countries, if you don't burp after the meal, then that's an indication that you didn't appreciate the food. So there are social norms, and we can't escape that. You come to Israel, and everyone here comes from somewhere else, you're going to be a little bit aghast at the social norms.
It's interesting.
But what?
We don't
okay if I reach across the table and I'm like,
I did it. That's socially acceptable. I did it. A little change in the face. And then I have to look at the person and go, nope.
Oh, yeah. I like that deodorant you're wearing.
Well, it's like today it's been changing, but yeah. That's a good example. It used to be that the joke Americans made about Israelis is that if you tell them what kind of deodorant you use, they'll say, deodorant what? Today, they already sell deodorant here, and people do use deodorant. But but that's an example of something which has changed. It used to be that in Israel, the sewage system cannot handle toilet paper. So if you try to flush down the toilet paper, it wouldn't work. So there are still people who will take the dirty toilet paper and put it in the wastebasket. So an American comes here and says, how primitive, what's wrong with these people? But you should know that it goes back to a time, which it wasn't so long ago, when the sewage system couldn't handle toilet paper. So those are good examples where people grew up used to certain things, and it takes time to change habits. With time, I'm sure things will change here. But not everything is so terrible.
No, I'm just curious about the etiquette of when somebody reaches across to take a bite. I don't know if he's kosher or I'm going through it.
So maybe I could share with you the following story. I understand that when someone reaches across one's face when one's trying to eat, it's difficult. There's a building where there's an old lady who's been living in that building for many, many years. And she hears things. And any time the tenant above her moves a chair, she starts yelling, what's going on here? You're making noise. And she doesn't just yell. She goes up to the tenant above her and starts banging on the door. How could you make so much noise? What are you doing moving furniture all night long? And she even said recently, this is a true story. I know all the parties involved. There's a building not far from the Machon. She even said to this woman who's her neighbor above, you know, I've had so much patience for you. I don't complain when you make noise. I used to complain earlier. Now I wait, but you're making noise after 8:30 at night. What's wrong with you? Who stays up that late? I can't go to sleep at 8:30. Till 10 you're making noise? So this woman, who's the tenant, who's unfortunately getting the old lady coming and knocking on her door and yelling at her. They had a Seder once. The lady, he ran up and started yelling at them, how dare you sing tonight? They had guests. She came and started yelling at them. Mamash embarrassing her. So she said to me once, she said, you know, she came the other day and yelled and yelled and yelled and yelled at me. And I know I did nothing wrong. So I was tempted to yell back. Then I decided, you know what? I'll be nice to her. It won't do her any good, but it'll do me some good. I'll be a better person afterwards. And that's something to think about when someone reaches across the table and puts their hand in front of your face and you can't eat. I can only share with you that a friend of mine once, we were sitting down for a meal, and I'm trying to get a piece of the food into my mouth. And every time I try to eat, he says, hey, wait a second, I've got to tell you something. And he grabs my hand and he's getting my attention. So I'm going, I was trying to get the food into my mouth, and every time he says, hey, hold it, I gotta tell you something. Every time he grabs my hand up. So after like five times, I couldn't help but be amused. So I just sat back and smiled. I said, okay, yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, I'm on full attention. So sometimes, in life, when things are like so annoying, you should just take a step back and smile and say, okay. Anything else about etiquette? Let's go.